Ever been to like an event and, you know, an exhibition, a workshop, maybe a conference even, and kind of walked out thinking, wow, I need to tell everyone about this. What was it about that event that really stuck with you?
You're hitting on something super crucial there, that feeling of being captivated.
Right.
People remember experiences more vividly than just like plain information.
Makes sense. Nobody's reminiscing about PowerPoint presentations at parties, right?
Exactly.
It's about creating moments that resonate. So how do you actually do that? Especially if you're the one putting an event together.
It's a challenge for sure. A
Yeah.
lot of people struggle with it,
Right.
and it can get overwhelming fast. Without a clear roadmap, even the most promising event can totally fall flat.
Like that time I tried to host a beaking competition. Let's just say we learned flyer fights are not a spectator sport.
Well, hopefully today's deep dive will offer some more successful strategies. We're
Agreed.
taking you behind the scenes of what makes certain exhibitions and workshops truly stand out, all based on insights from the pros over at Latin Flash. They
Okay.
specialize in this stuff.
All right. So no flower-related mishaps on their watch. Got it.
Laughs.
But seriously, everyone's busy these days.
Right.
How do you create an experience that people actually clear their schedules for?
That's where their approach is really interesting.
Okay.
Their philosophy is that it's not enough to just handle logistics,
Right.
although that's definitely
Yeah.
important. It's about crafting a cohesive experience that captures people's attention from the moment they hear about it to long after the event is over.
Okay, so it's about more than just checking boxes. It's about crafting a narrative, a story that unfolds throughout the entire event.
Yeah.
But where do you even start with that?
Well, they break their process down into four key stages.
Right.
They begin with concept, then move on to logistics, then content, and finally promotion.
Okay.
Each stage builds on the one before it to ensure everything feels intentional and impactful.
Okay, I'm liking this step-by-step approach already. It's
Yeah.
like a recipe for event success.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
just like a good recipe, the first ingredient is crucial.
Okay.
Latin Flash starts every project by focusing on a strong, audience-focused theme.
So it's not just about saying like, "Hey, we're having an event." It's more like this event will be amazing because.
Exactly. It's about having a clear why that resonates with the people you want to reach.
Right.
And that clarity that informs every other decision you make about the event.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But once you've got that killer theme locked in,
Yeah.
how do you tackle the kind of the actual logistics of pulling it off?
This is where that roadmap we talked about comes in handy. And it's also an area where I think we could all maybe glean some really practical tips
Okay.
from Latin Flash's approach. They're all about sweating the small stuff so you don't have to.
Because, let's be real,
Yeah.
nobody wants to be stuck stressing over like catering menus and microphone feedback loops
Yeah.
when they could be focusing on the bigger picture.
Exactly. And by taking care of those details,
Right.
things like finding the perfect venue, securing all the necessary equipment, even handling things like catering,
Yeah.
Latin Flash frees you up to focus on what really matters. Creating incredible content.
Okay, so they've got the logistics handled,
Right.
but what about the actual substance of the event? How do you make sure the content is engaging and not just, you know, another snooze fest?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Latin Flash is all about creating interactive experiences that go beyond just sitting and listening.
Okay.
Think panel discussions, hands-on workshops, maybe even incorporating some live, like artistic performances.
Wow.
It's about creating an immersive environment where attendees are actively participating,
Right.
learning, and connecting with each other.
So it's not just about absorbing information, it's about having an experience that
Yes.
sticks with you.
Yeah.
Kind of like that baking competition we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Only, hopefully, with less flour in the air.
Precisely. And a lot of that comes down to the format
Right.
and the variety of activities you offer.
Okay.
For example, Latin Flash is a big proponent of hands-on workshops. They believe that when people get to actually apply what they're learning,
Right.
it becomes much more
Yeah.
meaningful and memorable.
I can definitely see that. Plus,
Yeah.
there's something inherently satisfying about creating something tangible, even if it's just like a little origami crane or a perfectly frosted cupcake.
Exactly. It taps into that desire we all have to create and learn by doing.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you've got the concept, the logistics, the content,
Right.
but even with all that in place, you still need to get people in the door. That's where promotion comes in, right?
What's Latin Flash's secret sauce for getting the word out?
Well, they're firm believers in a multi-channel approach.
Okay.
We're talking social media, email marketing, even influencer outreach.
Wow. Okay.
But the key they emphasize is to tailor your message to the right audience.
You wouldn't promote a tech conference the same way you promote a pottery workshop, right?
Exactly. It's about meeting people where they are and speaking their language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about getting them to show up.
Mm.
It's about sparking their curiosity and creating a sense of anticipation for the event itself.
And that buzz, that anticipation, it's contagious.
Right. I bet they've got people marking their calendars months in advance.
Totally.
But hold on, it can't just be a flash in the pan, right?
Yeah.
How do you make that excitement last even after the event is over?
You're right. The real magic is when people walk away, not just, you know, entertained, but changed in some way.
Mm.
Whether that's picking up a new skill,
right,
shifting their perspective, or even just like feeling inspired to connect with others.
It's about creating those lasting impressions we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And one of the things that Latin Flash emphasizes is the importance of fostering meaningful connections between attendees.
Right.
They're all about encouraging networking opportunities,
okay,
facilitating group discussions,
right,
and incorporating activities designed to like get people talking and collaborating.
Yeah. Because who hasn't been to an event where everyone just awkwardly stands around like they're at a middle school dance,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
You don't just want attendees.
Right.
You want participants.
Absolutely. And that's where that sense of community and shared experience comes into play.
Okay.
It's about creating an environment where people feel comfortable sharing ideas, asking questions, and learning from each other.
Makes me think about that quote.
Mm.
The only thing you take with you when you're gone is what you leave behind, right?
Yeah.
In this case, it's those connections, those shared moments of inspiration that really matter.
Absolutely.
You know what I find really fascinating is that Latin Flash's commitment to creating impactful experiences, it doesn't even end when the event is over.
Oh, wow.
What do? Send everyone a handwritten thank you note or something.
Well, a personalized touch is never a bad idea.
That's true.
But they're actually very data-driven in their approach.
Okay.
They collect feedback after every single event.
Yeah.
Analyze what worked and what didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And use that information to continually refine their process.
So they're constantly learning, evolving, and finding new ways to make each event even better than the last, right?
Exactly.
Like that growth mindset in action.
Precisely. They see each event as an opportunity to learn and improve.
Right.
Which is something I think we can all apply to our own lives, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Always be learning. Always be growing.
Yeah.
So what does all of this mean for you, dear listener? What kind of exhibition or workshop would you be most excited to attend?
Hmm.
And more importantly, what kind of experience do you want to create for others?
Yeah, we connect this back to the bigger picture. It's not just about the event itself.
Right.
It's about the ripple effect it creates.
Yeah.
The knowledge shared, the connections forged, the inspiration sparked.
Yeah. That.
It all has the potential to extend far beyond the walls of the venue.
It's about creating something that resonates, that sticks with people long after the curtains have closed.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think we've all got a bit of that creative spark in us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling inspired to ditch the boring, predictable events and dive into something truly engaging,
yeah,
whether you're planning your own gathering or just looking for one to attend,
mm-hmm,
remember those key ingredients we've unpacked today.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to think outside the box, experiment, and create an experience that's as unique and memorable as your own personal fingerprint.
Wow. I love that.
All right, folks, that's a wrap on today's duck dive into the world of engaging events.
Mm.
We hope you've gleaned some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to make your next gathering one for the books. Until next time, stay curious.